We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we try out a new theme, style, or topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, the guest is Ben Larrison, a super funny guy, super great guy. He came over, and I'm like, we could do a podcast about anything. And he's like, anything? Then I would like to be a pair of sunglasses. What do you want to be? And I'm like, a feather duster? And he's like, boom, that's the podcast. So that's what we did. This is the Feather Duster and Sunglasses Podcast. We're two inanimate objects. We talk about our lives. We talk about other things. There's guests that come on. It's actually a ton of fun. And I hope that you guys really like it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Feather Duster and Sunglasses Podcast.
Welcome to the Sunglasses and Feather Duster radio podcast. I am Sunglasses.
And I'm Feather Duster.
And we are alive.
Yeah. I know it's weird at first, but we'd like to thank you so much for supporting us and for listening to our podcast.
It means more than you could imagine.
Yeah. What's wrong, Sunglasses? What's wrong? It's summertime.
It is. It's been a weird weekend.
So what's wrong?
I just haven't been feeling it lately, you know? It's been a bit of a rough patch for me. I realized I might not be better off alone.
Oh man.
And that's a stark reality to have to come face to face with.
Is this about Daisy?
No.
Yeah, man. Who else are you talking about then?
Grazy.
You guys, okay, for those of you just tuning in for the very first time, if this is your first podcast that you heard, my buddy Sunglasses over here was dating a girl named Daisy. That was just the style of her frame, I do believe. And she wasn't that great. I still think she was a knockoff. I don't think she was real Ray-Ban.
She was everything.
Oh my God. Sunglasses, we got a show to get through, all right?
Excuse me. Should I pick it up?
What?
Should I pick it up a notch?
Yeah.
Should I power it up a bang?
All right, let's get to our updates.
Updates
on how we're doing.
I am doing, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
Don't patronize me, Sunglasses.
Fine. Everything's fine.
I know what's up.
I couldn't be better.
I've seen a lot of stuff. I'm a feather duster.
You sure are.
I am high quality goose feathers.
Yeah, you are an excessively expensive item.
Yeah. Can't buy me anymore.
No. No, you're useless.
Yeah.
You're an antiquated piece of 20th century technology.
So here's my update.
Sure.
My lawsuit against Swiffer has fallen through again.
Hmm.
Apparently people think that a wet paper cloth can do my job.
Well, technically speaking.
What?
It is like you, but also uses some kind of special, like, science magic.
There's no science in Swiffer.
There is science. It uses the same thing as, like, the mops, the special mops that, like, magnetize and pull
it's
in dirt.
You have fallen, Sunglasses, into the trap that everyone falls into. And Swiffer is it's what pseudoscience garbage.
I think that they are better when it comes to garbage than you, and we should be inclined to trust their garbage over your garbage.
Okay, well, my lawsuit has been dismissed, so...
Do you have to pay their legal fees this time?
Yeah, I gotta pay their legal fees.
That's unfortunate. How you making a buck?
How do I make... Well, my dad, that goose that they got the feathers from...
Sure.
He's got money.
He's a good guy.
He is. You guys might know him. He's that Affleck. He's related to the Affleck duck.
Yeah.
The Aflac duck is my uncle.
They're both birds.
Yeah. Well, I don't, one of them was adopted. I don't know. Sunglasses, don't get me into the...
So are you insinuating...
What?
That all birds are related.
Well, they do have one common ancestor.
And that is...
Dinosaurs.
By that logic, we're... come on.
No, you and I are not related. My mom was a redwood tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's the top part of me.
Sure.
And my dad was a goose.
They used
a goose.
A redwood.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. I'm
they
old.
Used the oldest.
Yeah.
Arguably the most prestigious of all trees to make you.
It was a dumb idea.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that picture of like when they cut down a redwood and there's a guy standing next to like the rings to see how big it is?
I haven't because I didn't know you were legally allowed to do that.
Well, it was like the early 19th century, so. So my mom's a redwood tree and my dad's a goose.
How did they meet? I'm sorry. I don't mean how to not make meet? This about us, but I'd love to hear your parents' origin story.
Oh, sure.
How did they meet?
So my dad,
sure.
A Canadian goose.
Mm-hmm.
Was flying south for the winter.
Absolutely.
And made a stop in the Redwood Forest.
Sure.
Landed on my soon-to-be mama.
With consent?
Yeah. All gooses get consent.
I can't all get... Okay.
We're not canaries, all right? Canaries don't ask for consent. Everyone knows that. I don't want to get racist on here, but it's true.
It's too late. It's taken a lot of swings.
All right, fine. Might as well. Canaries don't give consent. Most ducks don't tip very well. And I'll say it, most songbirds are horrible at watching movies with.
I've actually heard of that one.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's true, but I've heard of it. The others, to me, are new.
So my dad lands on my mom.
Sure.
And they talk.
Uh-huh.
And they hit it off. And they had a date, and it went well. And they made a feather duster. Because that's how that works.
Are they still together?
No, my mom passed away.
Oh gosh,
when
I'm sorry.
When I was born.
Oh my! Do you live? You must live with the weight of that on you every single day of your life.
Yeah, I know. What's that movie where they always blame the kid
You've
for
got
the mom's
mail.
Death? Yep, you got mail. Yeah, and they blame the child's death. It's not the child's fault. You know, but I've come to terms with it.
Yeah, it's Tom Hanks.
What were we even talking about anymore? Where am I going to get this money?
Yeah.
My uncle, the Aflac Duck, is going to give me some money. Okay?
You know he's a fictional character.
He's not a fictional character. He's real. What's up with you? What's the updates with you? That's enough about me. I don't want to talk about me anymore.
Not too much. You know, I'm just chilling, being me, keeping it real, doing me.
Yeah.
Living life day at a time.
You're still getting that money from those Raisin Bran commercials that you were in?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
For those of you who've never tuned in, Sunglasses here is the sunglasses that's on the sun in the Raisin Bran.
Yes.
Commercials.
The sun and I, for the record, no longer speak.
Oh.
It is a sore subject of mine. We have not communicated. One time, I liked a couple of her pictures on Facebook.
Oh, it's
admittedly.
A she? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Provider of life to all of the universe. Of course, it's she.
For something that represents cool, you have a lot of lady problems.
I'm super cool. I'm too cool to school. I'm a fool.
I know your best days are behind you. Because in the 90s, sunglasses were like rad. You know, I saw those sunglasses flying across the screen on Saved by the Bell opening.
You're going to get into another lawsuit.
Oh, God. You know what? Well, I didn't see any Swiffers in that TV show.
That's
so,
because it was before Swiffers were a thing. And
yeah.
Now,
they're stupid. You watch Beauty and the Beast, is a Swiffer in Beauty and the Beast?
It's, well.
No, there's a super hot feather duster in that thing. Man. I'd love to meet her one day.
I genuinely don't remember who that is.
Who? You don't remember the feather duster in
Beauty and the
Beast?
No, I remember the badass candle.
Okay, the candle... That doesn't make any sense that the candle was in love with the feather duster. It was his girlfriend or something. That doesn't make any sense. A feather duster would never hook up with a candle.
Clearly not. It happened in the Lifetime original series, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. All right, Leo, now it's time for we talk about movies.
Yeah.
What movies? Speaking of Beauty and the Beast, let's talk about the movies that we saw.
First, First off, can I just interject by saying...
What?
This is going great.
Yeah, I think it's going... this is probably our best episode.
This is phenomenal.
Yeah, I love this episode.
This is just going so well.
I thought this episode's deeper than I expected it to be.
I honestly... it got off to a start that I did not think it would.
No.
And it has gone on many twists and turns.
Yeah.
None of which I would have anticipated or necessarily asked for.
I can tell, son.
Son.
Glasses. Oh. I just thought I would.
It was a little patronizing.
SG?
Sorry.
Can I call you SG?
You can call me Tom.
I could clearly see that it says Ray in the upper left-hand corner of the glasses part.
It's a brand name.
I know. So you should just go by Ray.
I think it's unfair that... Can we talk about... I think it's unfair that we go by a name that we had no involvement in that dictates the rest of our life.
That's everything
that's
ever been born.
I know, that's everything that's ever been named.
Yeah.
It's entirely unfair.
Okay. Like, people get names.
Yeah, I know.
But you could change
your
name
if
you want.
It's like the one thing that people and us are, like, on the same page with, I would think. Are people just okay with it?
A couple people change their names.
I should hope so.
Speaking of which, movie stars. Let's get to the movies.
Absolutely.
So... Obviously, Sunglasses gets a chance to go see new movies if he gets stuck in a pocket or something. I'm always stuck here, whatever's on Netflix.
I once was left on the floor of an IMAX theater after the person realized that I would not work in the theater. So I got to see...
Oh, my God.
I got to see almost Avatar. It
Ooh.
Was like a little blurry because yeah. It was 3D, but I saw a lot of things, kind of.
Do you and 3D glasses get along?
I think that we're fine. I don't think that either of us see each other as a threat. You know, 3D glasses only kind of work in very specific situations, like indoors when the screen is present. And I really only work outside in the already 3D world trying to protect people from the dangerous rays of the sun.
Well, you're also used by douchebags in clubs.
That's true.
At nighttime.
Yeah, but, I mean... They would also, again, they would never wear 3D glasses.
Okay. How do you feel about Kanye glasses?
About Kanye glasses?
Kanye, the ones that nobody wears anymore, the ones with the just blinds, they're not really glasses.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. They're not real glasses.
How do you feel about them?
I feel fine about those. I mean, they're not actually glasses. It would be like somebody asking you, how do you feel about... the state of affairs in the Congo, because
we can get into that. We could, instead of talking about movies,
but my point is that it is not a direct correlation necessarily.
Just wanted to know, yeah. Like if I ever brought home or started seeing a pair of sunglasses, blind sunglasses.
Great, good on you.
Okay, just
how's your love life?
It's good.
Yeah,
not as good as this movie I saw.
What movie did you see?
I saw just last night. I watched the movie Whiplash. Finally saw Whiplash.
Whiplash?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. Mm-hmm. There wasn't enough shots of the drumsticks, which is the thing that I'm most, the thing that I connect to the
most. So did you watch it like you were watching that movie for the drumsticks?
Yeah.
Was it?
What else would I watch it for?
What? I don't know that I've ever asked you this.
What?
What is your gender identity? How do you identify?
I'm a dude.
Are you a cis, you know, straight?
Oh, is it you're asking
male?
Me if I'm straight or gay?
Sure.
I don't know. I'm straight.
Okay.
Just because it looks like I wear a skirt? That's just
feathers. No. No judgment here. I was just wondering if you were watching the very phallic-looking drumsticks for some sort of erotic purpose.
Oh, it just looks like the top part of me.
Okay.
So I like them. They're made out of wood. They're strong. Oh, man. Real strong. You hit things with them.
Hey,
they're movie stars when you watch
Duster?
Them on TV. Yeah, what?
I think it's time for a psychoanalysis minute.
What do you... Okay.
Can you play the theme song?
I keep... Okay, hold on.
It's psychoanalysis minute.
All right, what?
So
what's up?
I can't help but notice that...
What?
You seem very evasive.
What
when
are you
talking
about
if you are attracted to yourself,
yeah.
If you are attracted to that, maybe that is something that you need to explore a bit further. You're attracted to the part of yourself
that
used to be made by your mother who you murdered in childbirth.
I didn't murder her.
You did. We all heard it. So you are sexually attracted to a part of yourself that you identify with that relates to your past mother. So perhaps you are a necrophilic...
Sunglasses. My lord.
Okay, thank you for listening. This has been Psychoanalysis Minute.
What movie? Can you just tell me what movie you saw?
I haven't seen any movies.
Oh, is that why wouldn't you want to talk about it?
Well, that's all. I don't have any. I haven't seen movies.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I'm excited by our special guest.
Okay, we'll get to the special guest after sports.
Sports.
Yeah, sports. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of. Baseball season just started up.
Mm-hmm.
See a lot of your friends out there on those faces of baseball players.
Yeah.
A lot of weird, ugly-looking things.
A lot of tinted, curved shades, getting the job done, you know, putting in work.
They always look like they're going 800 miles an hour, but they're just sitting on your face.
I was talking on the phone recently, actually.
How'd you do that?
Auto-tune.
Okay.
And so... I was talking to that phone the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Call up my good friend, Jeff Bagwell.
Who's Jeff? Wait, the baseball player,
The baseball player of Houston Astros fame.
Name dropping on the podcast.
500 home run achieving Jeff Bagwell.
Can we get him on the show?
Perpetually sunglasses wearing Jeff Bagwell.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he told me?
What?
You know? Do you know what Jeff Bagwell told me?
He said, "How did you get this number?"
No.
What'd he say?
He said, "Hello? Hello? Martha! 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 Hello? Martha!"
Okay, is that it? I don't need a whole transcript.
Nope. One more. Martha!
Oh my god.
Hello? And then...
Is that it?
And then he hung up.
Okay, good. Thank you for that riveting story, Sunglasses.
I think it is very riveting because we are left with a cliffhanger. Who is Martha?
Okay. You know what? What I really wanted to talk about was the new bats this year look real nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Look real nice.
Unbelievable. Their wings.
They're getting...
Their sonar.
No, you goop. Sunglasses. I'm talking about baseball bats.
Bats playing baseball.
No, dang it. Sunglasses. The wood things that baseball players use.
Well,
the top part of me. I could be used as a baseball bat. I thought about it. So that's the end of sports.
Sports.
All right, you guys. Now we have a special guest.
All right. This special guest you may recognize... from such programs as What Is My Hat? And follow-up program special, What Is My Hat 2? Where is What Is My Hat? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a hat.
Hi.
Oh my god. Hey, hat.
Hello.
Oh my god.
Hat, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm very happy to be here.
Oh my, it's creepy.
I'll tell you, well, come on.
Sunglasses.
You just met me.
What?
Oh man, the hat is creepy.
You have not given me a chance to articulate my position on anything.
Okay. What do you want to talk about, Hat?
Hi, first of all, my name is Hat.
Oh, established.
Yeah, Hat, come on.
Okay, follow up point. Have you ever seen Sausage?
Have I?
Have you heard of Sausage?
Yes, we've all heard of Sausage.
Did you know Sausage is just various animals stuffed into casing?
Aware.
Yes, where are you going with this?
Yeah, where's this coming
from? What could
from?
Possibly be your point here, Hat?
What if, hypothetically...
Oh my god.
We were to make human sausage.
What are you talking about, Hat?
It could be profit margin market.
You know what, Sunglasses? I thought Hat would be cool because he does basically what you do. Blocks the sun
that
from people's eyes.
That is unfair.
What? He blocks the sun from people's eyes.
That is an unfair assertion.
I do not do nearly the same thing.
He or she or whatever this is.
I make a fashion statement for men with no hair. Also identify where person is from and potential gang affiliations.
Oh my god. I hate this. I hate Hat. I'm going to say it.
You
gotta
give him a chance.
I don't like Hat.
Give him a chance.
Okay, Hat.
He has stuff to say.
He's talking about murdering people.
I am not doing that. I never once advocated you.
What?
Are the one who said murder.
I'm going to say that this might be the worst podcast guest we could have ever asked on sunglasses. His voice is shrieking. Anyone who's listening has pulled out their headphones.
You want to know my actual name?
What's your actual name, Hat?
Hat Joseph Lids.
Okay.
My father is Frank Lids, the founder of Lids.
That's the douchiest store in the mall, Hat.
Regardless, it made me a butt ton of money.
You and Spencer's are the worst part of malls.
Hey, don't fucking compare me to Spencer's.
You're the same as Spencer's.
I had sex with a dark light once.
What?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
I have a hole in the back of my head.
Yeah, you're not even a cool fitted hat. You're one of those adjustable hats.
Yeah, because I move and I shift with the times.
It's no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Finish your stupid story and get the hell out of my face, Lids.
I own you.
All right, thanks for coming on, Hat.
I'm not going anywhere. I own this building.
Sunglasses, can you
come to leave? You can't take me anywhere. I live here.
Well, thanks, Sunglasses. Thanks for that awesome guest.
I think that went pretty well.
Perfectly honest. What are you talking about?
I kind of liked him.
Oh, my God. All right. You got any more guests?
Yeah.
This one better be good.
You may know him from his work in The Ocean. Or you may know him as the subject of the National Geographic documentary, Garbage Pile, A Pile of Garbage. Please welcome A Pile of Garbage.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Oh, okay. This voice is better. I like your voice better, Pile of Garbage.
Yes.
It reeks in here.
That's garbage.
Hold on, I gotta turn on the AC. It is... Oh, it's warm and stinky.
AC's gonna cost you extra, motherfucker!
Get out of here!
I live here!
No, you don't, Hat!
I own you!
Hat, go... I'm gonna put you in the dishwasher so you don't reek.
You can't possibly do that. I don't pay for dishwashers in this building. Okay. I'm gonna fine you.
Okay, all right.
He will do that. He's done it to me before. Okay. He's done it to me.
What's up, Pile of Garbage?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello,
welcome
I am a pile of garbage.
What do you want to talk about?
I would like to talk about Japan.
Oh, what? That threw me off. Okay, a pile of garbage. What do you want? Why do you want to talk about Japan?
I have great reverence for the Japanese culture.
It's pretty cool.
It's a wonderful place.
It is. It seems like a really cool place. It's really populated.
It is a place that the United States attempted to destroy twice in 1945 and yet persevered.
We had to attack them like that because they wouldn't stop.
We.
Well, I was around.
I am from international waters. I am compiled of garbage from all over the world. I will not be associated with any one country.
Okay.
My power comes from my mystery. And my mystery comes from my garbage.
Is that a Yoo-hoo container?
No, that would be a pile of recycling. Please understand the difference between a pile of recycling and a pile of garbage.
Okay, I just thought that looked like a Yoo-hoo container.
No, can we please continue talking about Japan?
Okay, well, so I didn't mean to change the subject, but I just get so distracted by everything that's on you. Is that a diaper?
Yes.
Like an old diaper, huh?
Yes, by nature it is old.
How'd that get into the water?
Someone threw it there.
Don't you know exactly where everything comes from?
Babies live by the sea. I was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Babies live by the sea? Is that, yes. That was your excuse of how a diaper got on you? Is babies live by the sea?
Yes.
You literally just said that babies live by the sea.
Babies live by the sea.
Okay, what do you want to talk about Japan, other than it's a really cool place?
I'm concerned for their future.
What? Why?
Because the repopulation rate in Japan is significantly below rates other places in the world, including Europe, which also has a dangerously low rate. You know that to just maintain your current population status, you need to have at least an average of 2 children.
Is that a pillow?
No.
Is that a down pillow?
No, it is.
Is there a goose feather in there? Pillowcase
filled with diapers.
Oh, gross. Gross.
People sleep by the sea.
Okay, is that all you wanted to talk about, Pile of Garbage?
I am concerned for Japan.
The sooner you leave, the better it is, because it's stinky in here.
That is unfair.
What?
That is unfair. I came all the way here from the middle of the Pacific Ocean
to
talk about Japan, and you're going to just toss me on my ass. Get my back, Sunglasses. I'm sorry. I would love to stand up for you. I truly would.
But he can't.
Don't forget Hat!
Okay, Hat, you get out of here! You don't live here, Hat.
I do.
You know who I like more than you?
Your balls.
A beanie. I don't have balls. I'm a feather duster.
Goddamn right you don't have balls. You won't face me.
You don't have balls either.
I don't need balls. I inherited Lids.
All right, that seems to be like the end of the guest section. Nice meeting you, Pile of Garbage. Thank you so much for your lovely insight.
I'm a pile of garbage.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And Sunglasses.
Do you validate?
You drove a car here?
My driver.
Oh, I don't know what, like, I don't think, I don't, sunglasses, anything?
Who's your driver? Tony Blair.
Pile of garbage, I'm gonna get that one fixed.
I'm gonna go.
Okay, good. Awesome. Thank you
so much for coming. I like our guests.
I like them. I like them a lot. That was a good show.
I am a pair of sunglasses.
And I'm a feather duster.
And you have been listening to...
The Feather Duster...
And Sunglasses...
Colon...
Radio Podcast.
Keep on... And don't forget... A dusty bookshelf... Is a naughty bookshelf.
Great sign off!
Shut the fuck up! That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this episode and you want more, guess where you could find us? At trythispodcast.com. It has every episode on there. Also, you could just search for us on iTunes and subscribe to us on iTunes. Or you could rate and review us on iTunes. That really would help us out. If you have something that you want to say, like, good job, that would be great. Or if you're like, this is great, but if you did this, that would be awesome too. We're up for that. If you guys want to contact us also, you could email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. That's it. We'll see you guys next week when we have a whole new theme, style, and or topic. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.